It looks like you've been cooking on the stove. That'll be a bond deduction.
It's a room of one's own with Auckland renters advocate Celine on 95 BFM.
Kia ora, Celine.
Morena, Rachel.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, how are you?
I'm very good. We've had some very hundies texts from people over the last week and a half about their renting situations.
Yeah.
So we're going to dive into it. But first, you had a follow-up to our last one that you wanted to touch base on.
Yes, and a bit of a reminder for everyone and for me that I'm not an expert. So I'm kind of learning. We're all learning as we go.
We are.
We're trying to muddle through the legislation and law around renting.
What power we to have the people, all
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. So I'm offering a retraction. So 2 weeks ago, we were talking a lot about repair and
yes.
fixing damage. And I had looked... trying to find some information about how long, a lot of the questions are about how long is too long, and I couldn't find anything.
How long is too long before something's fixed, is that what you mean?
Yeah, basically. So in general, I couldn't really find any time frames to do with repair. So in terms of fixing damage, whether it's a landlord or a tenant that needs to fix damage, but in our case, we're talking probably you're waiting for repairs from the case of a landlord or property manager, there is a 14-day notice that you can basically give them.
Right.
So it can be served to a tenant as well to remedy damage, but in our situation, I would say it's mainly that if you have a case where you have something that needs to be repaired and it hasn't happened, you can go on, there's a particular template, you can even download off Tenancy Services. They have a copy up there that's a 14-day remedy notice, basically.
Right, okay. And we will stick the direct link to that podcast
that.
For this, because as you were saying, Celine, it was literally impossible to find.
Yeah, so I tried to do some research around it, and I was doing something wrong, couldn't find it. And a lot of people would know that already, but in terms of trying to muddle your way through, it's good to have the exact potential document. So that gives you some recourse to be like, okay, we're thinking in with these time kind of issues. Obviously, it's a lot more serious if it's something that is a health risk.
Yes.
So you can definitely act more urgently.
Cool.
In that case.
Well, we'll put the link into that in the podcasts for anyone who wants to go and find that for themselves. But let's get stuck into this week's questions.
Yeah.
This is kind of bouncing off the repairs vibe. Someone's texted in to say, my landlord organised an electrician to come round and fix some stuff at our flat. All good. We were given appropriate notice and organised a time that suited. But when the electrician showed up, the landlord was with him, which had definitely not been communicated. Is he allowed to do that?
Yeah, this is, like every other one, tricky. I feel like I don't see anything else more. But I think with this, it's really that you didn't think they were coming. It's hard to argue that they weren't supposed to because you've organised someone to come in and they could be acting as like an agent of the landlord. But they're not really following the spirit of the law.
Got you.
Because you really need notice for them to come on the property. So you could be absolutely being annoyed about that. I'd say that should not be happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little bit tricky to also state exactly how that's not legal.
Yeah, it is a tricky one, because if the electrician's coming to fix something, they're just there to do that job. Your landlord, there's a lot of reasons why your landlord might come around to your house. One of them could be an inspection, and if you haven't tidied up or anything like that, you know, it's all those things that aren't necessarily legal requirements of you living in the house, but you don't necessarily want your landlord to see your dishes all over the bench and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
It's a stressful one.
I should there may be something there legally, but I would just mainly say they need to give notice. So there's very specific rules around them giving notice, and that's a tricky little move to try and combine it with something else, and I don't think that's legitimate at all.
Sounds like you have grounds to maybe, you know, find a way to bring that up with your landlord and say it wasn't totally cool.
Yeah.
No. All right, we've got one that says, the paint in my room looks shit. Can I paint it?
Well, this is really to do with those new changes to the RTA earlier this year, so about minor changes to the property. So you can paint your room now, which is exciting. You do have to ask your landlord, but they can't... They can't unreasonably decline something like that. So especially if it is in bad repair and you're painting it in a way that's going to make it look better, there's not really any reason they can argue for that against that. If you want to paint it lime green and black stripes or something, if you can still, you're still expected potentially to return that to state that they're happy with, maybe like yeah. back to the like boring white paint or something by the time your tenancy agreement ends. So I would say as long as you're doing that, they don't really have a reason to complain. And in saying that as well, if your paint job is really... if you have painted it lime and they don't like, or if you're in a room that has a bad decaying paint job and you yeah. paint it and make it better, they can't argue that you have to make it worse when you move out. Yeah. So you've definitely got you've got some grounds there. I would say they shouldn't be refusing
yeah.
stuff like that.
Take some pictures as well.
Yeah,
always
absolutely.
Good to take pictures.
That's a great point. Document all of it so you have grounds and evidence later on.
Totally. All right, we've got one that is a question about tenants and being a head tenant. Do you have to have a head tenant on a lease? We're all tenants, but I'm the one who contacts the landlord, etc. The bills come out of my account. It's just been an informal setup that we have, but I'm wondering if this has de facto made me the head tenant. What does being the head tenant legally even mean?
That's a really good question, because I think we often assume that head tenant means something in the law, but it actually doesn't. That's more kind of a formal practice we've set up within like flatting norms.
Right.
So within... our legislation, at least, you have this anyone who's signed a tenancy agreement as a tenant has like joint responsibility. So even if you're the one that has been paying the bills and organizing, talking to the landlord, if four of you say have all signed the tenancy agreement, they are all equally responsible. So you don't have any additional responsibilities, but you all are liable for anything. So I think the head tenant, basically, if you only have one person signing on the tenancy agreement and then everyone else is not signed on but they're just flatmates,
yeah.
and you as the tenant that have signed are facilitating that, that's what you would really think about as the head tenant. But within everyone who's signed the tenancy agreement, there's no difference. So that's more about what you're working out within your flat yourself.
So a follow-up to that question might be, if your landlord is only communicating with one of you and you request for them to communicate with someone else in your flat, is that something that is totally fine for you to ask if you're all, for example, tenants on that document?
Yeah, I would think so. It's kind of tricky because it's something that you should, you might be the most responsible one, where you're doing all of the the chat. So your landlord should have to follow what is easiest for all of you.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have equal responsibility. So especially if you have a landlord that's wanting everyone to be signed up, they're wanting equal responsibility, but they still also probably will expect to have contact with a main person, or they might not know everyone well. So it's kind of up to you within your flat to work out the dynamics of how you want to do that.
We've just got one question that's just come in now. Mm-hmm. Someone said, our daughter accidentally broke our heat pump remote and now we can't use it. Do we need to replace it, or can the landlord?
Okay. I would say, I would say for that, I'm not totally sure, especially with the heat pump stuff being a new requirement.
Yeah.
I think the best thing to do is call, especially if you're in Auckland, there's a Tenants Protection Association, or you can kind of look through all the tenancy services stuff. But around damage, that's often that there's some wording around whether you've done it really on purpose,
mm-hmm.
or like... if it's something that can happen accidentally, which you could probably argue a remote, or if your daughter's younger and it's a mistake, there might be some argument that it could be something that the landlord could do, but that's quite tricky territory. So I would get some more advice on that.
Tenants Protection Association.
Yeah.
Again, we'll put all of these links in the podcast afterwards so you can go and check them out and find the direct hyperlink there. We've got one last question, which is kind of hilarious. Someone texted in saying, I let my landlord know my flat was planning on having a party and they asked if they could come. I think they were serious. How do I politely say no?
I've talked to some other renting advocates about this type of thing, and I had some different suggestions. Some people thought you should invite them as a social experiment. I'm not going on the record to advise that.
That sounds unnecessarily stressful
yeah,
for you.
Absolutely. And could become an episode of Renters. But basically, That is very strange, and I don't know if there's particular wording in the law that restricts that, but you do obviously do not have to invite the landlord to your party. And whatever way you're comfortable with telling them that that would make you uncomfortable, it seems inappropriate, a bad power dynamic, or whatever excuse you can use to placate them, that's what I would be going for.
Well, thank you very much for all that advice, Celine.
No problem.
And thank you all as well for texting in your questions over the last week and a half. Of course, next week we'll be talking to Justine about union stuff, so you can keep those texts coming in, and we'll see you in a fortnight.
See you soon. Thank you.
A plague on both your investment houses. That was A Room of One's Own with Auckland renters advocate, Celine.